Right, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, and I'm joined in the studio by the manager of Rush Hair and Beauty, which is Graham Bates. He's come in to talk about the grand opening, which is on Saturday, the 11th of April. They're on the High Street in Brentwood, Essex, and we'll give you all the details a little bit later. So thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you.
And you.
And your hair looks lovely too. Just have to say that.
Yeah.
First of all, there's lots of hairdressers in Brentwood. Why did you pick here to set up the business?
I just really like the area. I think it's a lovely town. I know image is really important to people here as well.
Yeah.
As well as service, and I'm really hot on the service front, and I just wanted to bring the Rush experience to Brentwood.
Now, you've got a great team of people that are going to be working to make sure that this is going to be, like as you said, got very high customer, which is great to hear. It really is. So tell us about the different staff you've got working for you and how you went through and handpicked them.
Okay, so I've also been recruiting since well before Christmas now, because I wanted to make sure I've got the best staff on my team. So I interviewed them all myself first, and they go to our head office for a trades test, and our art team, they work with them and train them, so we know that we've got the best people that we could have. And we've got obviously specialists within the team, colour specialists, cutting, we'll be doing hair extensions, Brazilian blow dryers, a whole range of treatments, and they're all trained by our art team, which is excellent.
And what, describe, because I've not actually seen inside, so describe what the salon's like inside.
Okay, so it's quite quite deceiving from the outside, actually. People don't realise how, it's quite narrow, but it's very long, so it's very spacious inside. It's all high gloss black, it's just really sleek inside, it's looking really good.
Yeah. How long did it take to get everything set up? How many days did you pull your hair out for waiting for things the builders to turn up?
No, the builders actually been really good. 4 weeks they've done the shop fitting. They've been working day and night to get it ready for the opening, and we're on track now.
And tell me about the basins, because I want to know about the basins for washing your hair. Have you got people standing behind you? Are they standing to the side? And have they got neck rests? And what are the chairs
like?
Yes,
they've got neck rests. Otherwise, they get a bit uncomfortable. They'll be standing behind the basins. There's room. I wanted that, and I think it's better to do it from behind anyway. The chairs are actually really comfortable. Some of the basins can be, but the chairs are comfortable. We've got little cushions as well to help people's, support people's backs. So,
Do you know what I was going to say to you? Because this morning when I was doing, I washed my hair, especially because you were coming in, because otherwise I said the dry shampoo, it was beginning to kick up a bit. But the one thing I do love about going to the hairdressers is when you get your hair washed, because it doesn't feel, I don't know why, it doesn't feel the same, but it's when they put the conditioner on, and then you think sometimes you go, are they going to give me the massage? And then you go, and then they don't, and I'm so disappointed. But it's that little bit with the conditioner, and it doesn't matter, even if it's only 10 seconds, it is just, they always get a tip from me.
The good thing about the basins as well, they've actually got a separate room, the spa area for the basin, so it's dimmed lights, so it's a lot more calming in there, so it's away from the main salon. And the assistants, they're all at our academy at the moment, training, so they'll be, they've all worked with hair before, so that's the good thing. But they're all being trained, so when they start on Saturday, they know exactly how it runs.
So what sort of age groups? Are you aiming at a younger market? Are you going right the way across the board?
Really, all the way across the board. With the styles, they vary in ages, so we can cater for whoever comes in the door.
And what sort of styles would you say there is? Is there a certain, because I know you're saying about I've got raccoon hair extensions and the Brazilian blow dry. Is that really something that's popular in Essex, or is that all over the country? Because Rush are all over the country, aren't they?
Yeah, I think, I think it is very popular in Essex, but generally over the country. I mean, a lot of people want it for length, but you can also do it for thickness and various other things. So it's becoming quite a common thing.
And the Brazilian blow dryer, I had one done a couple of years ago, and because as you can see, my hair is very always hair. People say, haven't you got thick hair?
Yeah, that's what they say to me.
Yeah, but there's no. But with you, then they probably say, oh, it looks nice. With me, it's just, haven't you got thick hair? And I always wait for the follow up of, and there's nothing. There's like deathly silence. But with the Brazilian blow dryer, when I had it done a few years ago, it did make a huge amount of difference. If you've got frizzy or very thick hair and you wake up in the morning and it looks like you put your finger in a socket, it takes all the takes a little bit of the volume, and the frizz comes out.
That's it. See, it's not like a chemical straightener, it doesn't change the structure, so it's actually really conditioning for the hair. But that's the thing, once you've straightened it and blow dried yourself, like if you go outside today, it was a bit misty, normally frizzy's back up, but it tends to stay much sleeker throughout the day. I think it cuts down the blow dry time massively as well.
It's easier to manage.
Much more manageable.
I know. I was looking at some of the new. I always like looking through hair magazines. Believe it or not, I do. Although my hair always reverts back to the original style wherever I have it in. But there's some new sort of things where they're doing. You've got to have straight hair, but they're doing like the squares of colour as well. Yeah. It's quite a new thing in. Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but it's
like the with the colour. You mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different trends like that with colour. More like prints on the hair.
That's it.
That popping up in magazines. Yeah, I think with colour as well. I mean, we're coming towards the summer. Blonde's going to be coming back in different shades, and I think a lot of people are going for grey. Actually, really overtoning the blonde.
I've seen that a lot, and it's even on older people, it looks nice, but on the younger people, it's like a silver. It's like a real statement, isn't it?
I think it looks. It does look really, really good.
I like that lilac hair at the moment. I know that Kelly was it Kelly Osbourne.
Kelly Osbourne,
her colour. Yeah. That's like that's a really. I think if you've got to strip the hair back to blonde and then you put the colour.
That's the thing. I mean, it's easy if someone's got lighter hair or they have it bleached to start with. Yeah, you just simply turn over it. So if the hair's darker, then you need to lift it out. So
you're doing colour and cuts. It's for guys and girls and children.
Yep.
All age groups. What other things are you doing? You're doing Brazilian blow dry. You've got your hair extensions.
Yep, so we're also conditioning treatments. So if anyone's got really damaged hair, we do different in the spa area, different treatments for that. And a full range of retail as well. GHDs, Moroccan oil, Kerastars, Redken, everything.
Yep. Moroccan oil is fantastic. Couple of years, people out there will know, last couple of years, Moroccan oil, it's just absolutely gone phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make your hair greasy, but it takes the frizz out of it and it keeps it. It's lovely,
really,
isn't it?
It really sells itself, Moroccan oil. People see it. It's a big brand now, so...
Yeah. And your hair, you have got thick hair.
Really thick and frizzy.
No, but it doesn't look like you've done it. You know what I mean? It looks nice. Doesn't look like you've done it. I said the wrong thing. It doesn't look like you've spent loads of time. It looks like you've just woken up and kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
But you straighten your hair.
Yeah, I have to straighten it every morning.
GHDs.
Yeah, really, I'm going to get the Brazilian blow dry again, actually. Once for
GHDs are the best straighteners I've ever used.
It's where people say, don't know why are they so expensive, but they just straighten much better than anything else. That's the thing.
Well, I've got another pair for my birthday. My other pair that I had the wire hanging off, and in fact one of the plates had come out just ever so slightly, so because they were so old, when I used to put my hair through, it used to get caught up in the actual wires inside. But it was lovely and straight just on one side. But I've got a new pair now. I haven't used them today, but when I do use them, they just go through your hair and they're just fabulous.
They've actually brought out a GHD curling tongs now as well. So there's curling tongs and a whole range of straighteners.
I would have liked to have been a hairdresser, you see. I couldn't have done the standing up. I'd have had to have a seat or something. But I used to cut people's hair with no training.
Just like the industry.
Well, the worst thing I did to a neighbour, actually, is I put her hair in a ponytail, because I've written this in a book. I was quite young at the time. I put her hair in a ponytail on top of her head, and then I cut the top of it. And then when I let it out of the ponytail, I thought it was going to sort of cascade down her back, but basically the top bit was about it was probably about an inch on top and then went down the back.
Oh, no.
It's because I thought it was going to be lovely sort of shaggy layers.
Didn't work.
No, it didn't work.
It was a shortcut.
No, it was a very scary, and I left the house pretty quick after that. So you're on the High Street in Brentwood. You're opening up on Saturday the 11th. If people want to ring up now, you're doing a 50% off.
Yeah, 50% off anyone's service on their first visit. And
which is fabulous.
Really good, really good value. It's going to be run over the first few weeks as well. So obviously if you just had your hair done and you're like, you know, you're not ready to have it done again, then it's going to be going on for a few weeks.
If you want to get, it's 01277 887417. You can find out more, all the www.rush.co.uk/salons/Brentwood. But if you go to the rush.co.uk, you can find the Brentwood salon from that. But don't forget, it's 50% off. So if you want to go and have your hair cut, coloured, 50% off, and if you go back within a certain amount of time, it's still ongoing, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Excellent.
Do you do hand massage? Not you personally, but are you doing the hand massages?
But it's something that,
Are you doing a hand massage? You look at me going, what? Are we doing an interview? What are you talking about? Because that's another, they see, this is the thing, the conditioner, and you've got the little room, little hand massage on the side.
Yeah. Something to think about, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be doing those myself. I'd just be sitting there with my hands out like that and not getting out of the chair for ages.
Yeah, that's it.
It is one of those things sometimes when you're, as you said, you've got really comfy chairs, and it is one of those things, you're a little bit shorter. It's nice to have that little bit around your neck, because otherwise it can be, it's really
painful. They can be uncomfortable, can't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've tested them out, they're not, they're fine.
So is this so you've got this salon, are you going to sort of open another one in another area? And
yeah,
you know,
definitely. I mean, the rush of the group are really expanding all across the country. Now, we hope to open 40 salons over the next year.
Yep.
And yeah, so obviously once this one's up and running and it's a few months into it, we'll see how we're going. Yeah, definitely I want to open.
And I was going to ask you, just in cases of if people have got a disaster, what is the most sort of disaster where people are coming in and say, oh my God, can you help me, this is what I've done? What is it they've normally done, or what's the worst one you've seen?
The most thing is these colour removers. You can buy like colour strippers now in the high street supermarkets and things, and people think they're going to put it on, it's just going to go straight back to its natural colour. It doesn't. It just, yeah, you know, it's just strips hair, and they come in and their hair's white at the roots and orange in the middle, red on the ends. So that's normally what we end up having to rectify.
Or green hair,
yeah,
which I've done on a few.
Yeah, you've gone the other way from blonde to dark. Yeah,
yeah. You can't. Don't try and do that at home. No.
That, yeah, you've got to put the pigment back in the hair.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
It's one of those things. The green hair. I do know a lot of people have done that, and I've done it. And you look and you go, oh, my hair's got a certain hue of. It's green.
It's green.
And then you go out in the daylight, oh my God, and no matter how much you wash it, it's the end of it.
Yeah.
It does make you laugh, and probably other people laugh, but
yeah,
you know, you like to get it fixed. So if you want to get 50% off your first visit, and that'll be ongoing for a few weeks, and obviously you'll find out more when you get to the salon, it is Rush Hair and Beauty. It's on 24 the High Street in Brentwood, and it's 01277 887 417, and they've got the grand opening on Saturday. Starts at 10 a.m.
10 o'clock, yeah. Vicky Davis, the mayor's coming down, and the town crier that's been featured on Tower, he's coming down for the ribbon cutting. Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Are they going to get their hair washed? Are you going to get me in the skin?
Yeah,
in
make
there?
Sure they're. Yeah.
Yeah. Get a picture of them in the basin with their hair being done with the conditioner, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
Hopefully, is a town crier, it's a guy, is it?
Yes, yeah.
Has he got hair?
Yeah. I don't know
hair?
Whenever I've seen him, he's had a hat on when I've looked him up.
Well, just wash the hat.
Yeah,
he hasn't. Just wash and style the hat. Nice bit of straighteners on it. It's lovely to meet you. I wish you all the best. I know that it's going to do really, really well. And as you said, customer service at the top of the top for everybody. So it's lovely to meet you. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Lovely. Right, 11:15, here's the Arctic Monkeys.